Daniel. This morning I wanted to read a chapter in Third Kingdoms. Chapter 19, part of it. It's talking about Elijah, but I really want to start in like verse 9, but just to give a little context, or it's when Elijah flees from Jezebel, the wicked queen, Ahab's wife. Anyway, and Elijah had fled. I'll just read a few verses starting 4, but Elijah himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat under a juniper tree. He prayed concerning his life that he might die and said, "I pray it be enough, O Lord, now take my life, for I am no better than my fathers." Then he lay down and slept under a tree. Unexpectedly, someone touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." And Elijah looked, and there by his head was a cake made of wheat and a jar of water. So he ate and drank, and lay down again. Again, the angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him, and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is a great many days for you." So he arose, ate, and drank, and he went with the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights as far as the Mount Hor. There he went into a cave and rested. And then this is kind of where I really was wanting to get to this morning. Behold, the word of the Lord came unto him and said to him, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" And Elijah said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord Almighty since the children of Israel have forsaken you. They tore down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." Then he replied, "Go out tomorrow and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord will pass by. And before the Lord, a great and powerful wind will be rending the mountains and shattering the rocks. But the Lord will not be in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord will not be in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there will be fire. But the Lord will not be in the fire. After the fire, there will be a sound of a gentle breeze. And the Lord will be there." So when Elijah heard this, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord Almighty since the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." And then the Lord said to him, "Go and return on your way to the desert of Damascus. When you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. You shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and shall anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel, Meholah, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill. And whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. And you will leave 7,000 in Israel, all those whose knees have not bowed to Baal and whose mouth has not kissed him." So I've been always appreciated the verse 12 about in that chapter where it says, you know, all these things happen, all these big scary things, you know, the earth, the wind, the earthquake, the fire, you know, all those things happened, and they were big things, they were scary things, but God wasn't in there. He was the gentle breeze after all that. And I've just always been impressed by that thought, that, you know, with the world and all its goings-ons and the noise and the lights and just everything, just the world does, it's impressive to think that, you know, that's not what God is about, or that we should, that it's the stillness, that's where we find God in ourselves. You know, we don't the attractions and all the shiny lights, that's not what impresses us as, you know, Christians or followers of God. We find stillness and solace in just being the quietness, and it's nice to get away to sometimes just to get away from the world, because it is a constant hubbub of just people and things going on all the time, all around the world. But we can find rest in the fact that none of that matters. I mean, God controls that and is in control, but, or he allows it to happen, I guess, but that's not God. God is a still small voice in each and every life of ours that we can, and we need to train ourselves to listen to that voice, to be able to drown out the noise and the distractions of everyday life, to find that peace and that rest in God, just the simple things. You know, I was thinking about even, you know, when Jesus came, I mean, he didn't come with a lot of fanfare and a lot of big noise and stuff. He was just, I mean, his simple commandment was follow me to the 12 disciples, and they all just left whatever they were doing and followed him. And in the storm, in Mark, I think it was Mark 4, it talks about when Jesus was in the boat and the storm was surrounding the disciples and they were all scared and saying, we're going to drown and all this stuff. And Jesus just stood up and said, peace, be still. And there was a calm. You know, we need to find that in our lives to get to that point to where we can find peace and rest and calm and just, you know, be able to hear Jesus or talk to us or, you know, be with us and feel that in this world of distraction and chaos. You know, we need to have that in ourselves to find that peace and rest no matter what's going on, to have just that serene calm of just being in Jesus. That's about all I had. Do we have any prayer requests this morning to pray about? Megan, as they travel. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We just want to thank you for all your many blessings to us, Lord, for allowing us to gather here this morning and hear your words. We thank you for the beautiful weather, the sunshine. Just ask that you continue to bless and keep us in your care and be with the prayer requests mentioned this morning. The new baby, Roberto looking for work, and brothers and sisters that are traveling, we just ask that you keep us all in your care and help us all to be faithful to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.